listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
You sure?
Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. And here we are. As Hurricane Irma approaches Florida on September 8th, 2017. We'll be with you for an hour this Friday night, and then we'll adjourn for Saturday and resume for 3 hours on Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or 3 to 6. Boy, I'll tell you what. 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday, 3 to 6. But we're 9 to 10, Monday through Friday, here with our Trump Phenomenon 1 hour program. With us tonight, the full complement of hosting Paul Front from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
And George, about to be battered on the East Coast. Hi, George.
Howdy, James. Yep, Mo. Property in Florida, still in the path of the storm. Track has swung a little bit west. The Gulf Coast, they could be feeling the eye of this thing. Irma is a very unhappy girl.
Well, I remember when Katrina surprised folks. It not only hit the east coast of Florida, but then it decided to just go right across and go over to New Orleans. All sorts of surprises possible there. It could be a hurricane that hits Florida and other Gulf Coast areas. So, although the track that the NOAA is showing has got it going straight up the East Coast. Well, we're here to talk about that and also the Trump phenomenon. And your calls are most welcome at area code 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And just to sort of get the party started here, a bit of good news, and that is that here's how Breitbart headlines it. We get to the Breitbart headline. It's over for Gary. I like that one. And they have in their graphic, they have two globes embedded in the headline. It's over for Gary. And, of course, that's globalist Gary, globalist Gary Cohn. And the Breitbart has been waging war against Gary Cohn for some time, article after article, and research piece after research piece. And who knows how much Breitbart had to play in this. But in any event, Gary Cohn, here's the headline. Gary Cohn may not be Donald Trump's chief economic advisor for much longer. Trump hates him. A White House source tells Reuters. And, you know, I'll tell you, there's no dull moments in the Trump administration. Cohn's fraying relationship with the president. Now, this is reported by Breitbart reporter John Carney, and he's been covering this very well. This is a Dateline Today. His fraying relationship with the president is raising questions about how much longer the former Goldman Sachs executive, he was number two, will remain in his post, according to a report from Reuters citing sources close to the White House. The Wall Street Journal reported, and Breitbart News confirmed, that Cohn had fallen out of the running to be nominated by Trump to be the successor to Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. Now remember, her term expires early, I think it's in January of 2018. So Donald Trump has to replace her. Cohn is reportedly on the outs with the president following his criticism in a Financial Times interview of Trump's response to violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Reuters reported that Trump hates him. That's their words.
It's nice and visceral.
I should have music here at this point, theme music from As the World Turns. hates him.
The Young and the Restless,
yeah, and wanted to fire Cohn. Former White House strategist Steve Bannon said Cohn should resign for breaking with the president over Charlottesville. According to Reuters, concern that Cohn could be pressured to leave the White House has grown among Cohn's associates over the past. Now, and this is typical of the Trump era, not over the past week or the past month, over the past 24 hours. And then Steve Bannon says, and remember, he can now swing for the fences now that he's not in the Oval Office, or in the West Wing, rather. Steve Bannon can say what he likes to say. He says, quote, if you're going to break with Donald Trump, resign. The stuff that was leaked out that week by certain members of the White House, I thought was unacceptable, Bannon told CBS anchor Charlie Rose in an interview. Cohn said in a CNBC interview last week that he had a great relationship with Trump, but he avoided answering the question of whether the president refers to Cohn as globalist. A reference to Cohn's reported opposition to economic nationalist positions on trade and immigration. So this is good news. This is something bright to begin the program with. And here's another headline that was a previous day. Gary Cohn's shot at Fed chair falls apart. And that was reported by the Wall Street Journal. And then let's see, here's another one. And so all trending in the same direction there, Gary Cohn. Here's another one. This is also from John Carney. Gary Cohn could be bounced out of the Trump White House. And so there's another good one. So that's a good one to start out with, Paul and George. Paul, or George, rather. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
I've got a bit of I won't call it bad news. It's it just shows what a battle we're in. Some students at Michigan State wanted to invite Richard Spencer, and the university would not let them rent space because of security concerns, and that's always the last refuge of the coward and fool. And the students, more power to them, are suing the university for violation of their civil rights, and are demanding not only that they get space, but $75,000 in damages. That's good. Ohio State has denied a venue request also for Richard Spencer, according to the Columbus Post-Dispatch, and that's because there would be, quote, a substantial risk to public safety. Now, you know, wait a sec. That is the veto of the heckler, the heckler's veto. So because some Antifa or other communist George Soros-backed thugs might show up, the event is canceled. That teaches a very dangerous lesson. Does that mean what nationals have to do is go and bust up, you know, talk lectures or whatever by notorious homosexuals, feminists, transgendered, race traitors or whatever? Well, I don't think that really is what ought to be. It's up to campus security, and if it's beyond their means, that's what we pay people who wear a badge and carry a gun for. That's supposed to be a law and order issue. I'd like to think the problem here is not lousy policing, but gutless university administrators. But I'm so glad that the students at Michigan State are actually taking their wretched university to court. Good, because it's war. It's absolute war.
Yes, that's good. Just turning from that for just a second, we could come back to it. On the opening thought there, George, I'm looking at a webcam here of Key West and one of Miami, and the water's calm there. There's lots of sailboats in the harbor at Key West. Oh, those poor guys. But the sails, the masts aren't moving really at all. So there's some sort of calm before the storm there.
That's exactly what it is, George. it's time to have your Mai Tais now.
Okay. The water looks quite calm. And I remember when I was in Florida, these things come so quickly, people don't, either they don't have the forethought or the gumption, or they don't have enough time. But they have all these incredible yachts and incredible airplanes that are just sitting ducks. And wow. So when something like this happens, you know, you get these, you know, million-dollar yachts that end up going two or three blocks, you know, down the beach street there. And
we'll talk about Florida, James. Uh-huh. You know, that poor state is very thickly populated now. We've had 30 or 40 years to lament. You know, where can you find public beach access on either side? So, you know, there's condos. I mean, the coastline of Florida all the way around is now almost urban everywhere. So every single storm that comes there is going to cost bazillions of dollars of damage because there's no place to put them. You can't evacuate all – you can evacuate people in low-lying areas, but not, you know, a million pleasure craft. So someone's going to take a big, big beating starting tomorrow night.
Am I right to say Don Black, who lives in West Palm Beach, is he in the eye of what they think will be the
very storm? Unlikely. To me, the eye is headed in the Straits of Florida. It might go right up I-75. So that's on the west side.
On the west side.
But if your question, Paul, is West Palm Beach ready to take a hammer blow? The answer is yes.
Oh, I'm sort of geographically challenged about that part of Florida.
Well, you're not. You got it right. You just used the phrase "the eye of the storm," which tends to be, you know, kind of pretty calm. But the wall and so on at the edge of the eye. You know, the heaviest blow is on the right side, and West Palm Beach and Palm Beach, which includes Mar-a-Lago, Donald Trump's fabulous resort and home there on the island of Palm Beach, is right there and should take a tremendous blow. And it'll take it, you know, on the intracoastal on one side of the property and then on the Atlantic coast on the beach there, on the other side.
There's been,
go ahead, George.
There's lots of stories about people posting, praying that the storm destroys Mar-a-Lago and Trump Incorporated. So The Trump haters are coming out in spades here, praying for the storm to do damage to him personally.
Oh, God, there is a scumbag element in the United States, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, not just in the U.S., but I mean, people actually going into print with that, it's disgusting.
Well, I'm looking at, this storm is not there yet at Florida, but George has got it right there. The center of things is kind of going up the center east, the center and west side of Florida, the forecast. And then on the right side, which is, since these things rotate counterclockwise, the real force, which comes off the, I mean, this sounds like, you know, I'm an amateur forecaster here. I have no qualifications at all here, but other than being 69 years old, I guess, the force comes off the water, and that's where the hurricane generates its energy. And the water is on the, in this case, is on the right side, and also the rotation is on the right side. And so that's where the hammer blows will hit. And it looks like they'll hit Miami Palm Beach. Wow, they'll hit Palm Beach. And if it keeps going that way and doesn't lose energy while it's over land, it's, you know, they generally lose their force after they come off the ocean. So if it goes over land, that would be good for the, you know, well, Georgia.
Yeah. A quick comment about, you know, the Hurricane Center made a big decision back in 92. So when they had, you know, Hurricane Andrew came by and made a big mess, basically knocked out the National Hurricane Center because it went right overhead. So they got rid of their offices. It used to be, you know, many, many stories up in Coral Gables in an office building, said, no, we can't do that. So now they have a heavy-duty concrete bunkerized facility out at Florida International, so that, you know, everything else may go down, but the Hurricane Center will not. So at least Miami learned its lesson. But the track of the storm, it's hard to find any part of Florida except the extreme panhandle that's not going to get something. And everything in South Florida, you know, both coasts, is going to get a heck of a blow. We're all looking forward to Wednesday when it's gone.
Yeah. And, you know, now, George, you know, now you know, you're much better at this, of course, than I am. But, I'm looking at the who is this is putting this out? The NOAA. And they are saying that the probability of hurricane force winds, and that number is what, up around 100 and something. The probability of hurricane force winds, it's really the worst at Key West. Where the probability is basically 100%. And then it goes less and less. The probability of hurricane force winds at Palm Beach actually is considerably smaller. It's showing as 30%. So I'm a little bit wrong, I believe, Paul, in what I was saying.
You're close. 74-mile-an-hour sustained winds gets you a Category 1 hurricane these days. But, so right now the maximum sustained winds I saw was about 155. That's a blow, sports fans. You don't want to be anywhere near the eye of this. You don't want to be on the dangerous semicircle on the right side where my house is. So right now, Irma's not good news for anybody. And if the eye gets really, really close to Tampa Bay and St. Petersburg, well, then it'll be really interesting over there.
The other thing that looks interesting, again, this is total amateur speaking, is that the hurricane looks compact. It does not look to have a large circumference, but all these commentators are saying it's got incredible force. And yes, it is headed really straight at Key West. Cuba should get horrible damage. And then the Bahamas are in bad shape. But maybe the east coast of Florida, if it's only got a 30% chance, which is what the chart is showing, of hurricane force winds, they could survive that quite handily. But there on the west coast, what's that, Nate? There's a couple towns right there on the southwest tip of Florida. I've forgotten what they are.
Naples. But
Naples, yeah. Naples doesn't look good. We'll be right back, folks. Good chance for you to call in.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys.
We're back, folks. We're back.
Ain't no sense in your action.
Trump phenomenon. Got to turn the band down here a little bit. Boys are getting excited there. And we've got the, here's an ad. Of course, one of the big things that Trump has done this week, the theme that he had when he came up here to North Dakota, was cutting taxes for everybody. And what a winner that is. Here is, let me see, I'm going to play this. Let me see if this... This is what's running right now.
Career politicians and the media trying to stop him. But President Trump is fighting for America. Over 1 million new jobs. Companies investing billions in America. Stock market reaching all-time record highs. Our border more secure. Cracking down on MS-13. Our economy winning again. Americans working again. Our country strong again. Americans are saying, let President Trump do his job and make America great again.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now that, I like it.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, I like that too.
Yeah, That's running all over the place. That's not put out by Donald Trump. That's put out by something called Job Creators Network. And that's the kind of thing that independent, you know, patriots can do. And so that's something that millions of people are seeing right now. And good job. Well done there. Here's another bright story here. We lost Phyllis Schlafly. Of course, she was great. And she created something called the Eagle Forum, one of the pillars of the right. And I last met her and saw her actually in, let me think, were we in? We weren't in. Yes, we were in Boca Raton. I think we were in Boca Raton, or was it Clearwater? But the, not Clearwater, what's right next to Boca Raton? Anyway, the right there on the water, and Phyllis Schlafly was there for the values, voter values summit, and the, anyway, she was instrumental. She gave an endorsement to Donald Trump early on. She's been succeeded by Ed Martin. And he today endorsed former Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore in his runoff race, Republican runoff, against Senator Luther Strange. And that's in 2015. Here's what he said. In 2015, Judge Roy Moore came to Phyllis Schlafly's Eagle Council in St. Louis, Martin said in a statement. He gave an amazing speech. And Phyllis and I sat and watched in wonder. Here was a man who understood in his very bones the fights we are facing. Limited government, the role of judges, and the power of God. Phyllis admired Roy and his life and work. She believed in him, and so do I. Today, I endorse Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate. I believe in him and in his fighting spirit. We need him in the U.S. Senate. And then he offered a video of Roy Moore talking. Here is Roy Moore at that Eagle Council Forum in 2015. Here he is. This is the man we'll be electing to the U.S. Senate to replace Jeff Sessions. Here he comes. I'll just drop it in the middle here, just somewhere in the middle.
The great principle of self-preservation to the transcendent law of nature and of nature's God, which declares that the safety and happiness of society are the objects at which all political institutions aim and to which all such institutions must be sacrificed. God's law gave us not only the right to separate from Great Britain, according to Thomas Jefferson in the first sentence of the Declaration, by the laws of nature and of nature's God, but it entitled us to have a constitution, according to the author and the chief architect of the Constitution. I'm not talking about just some strange lawyer who tripped up in Washington. This was the chief architect of the Constitution who said...
There you go. You can hear some of the depth of Roy Moore right there. We have a little break. It's a chance for you to call in. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now.
The best of the free life is not behind us now. That's how Merle Haggard ends that song. And that's where our belief is here in this show, and that's what Donald Trump believes. We can make America great again. It's not all over. We got a couple callers here who agree with us on that. Tom in Utah and James in West Virginia. Let's start with Tom in Utah. Tom, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. What's on your mind tonight?
A lot. I have a sister-in-law in Fort Lauderdale, a brother-in-law in Sarasota. What I'm curious about, since I, how do you say, visually impaired thanks to the Washington, D.C. Swamp, I went in there without goggles, I guess. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out the rotation on that hurricane as it's coming in.
It's always counterclockwise in the Northern Hemisphere.
So that means the eastern coast of the Florida is going to get the high wall of water coming in.
Well, yeah, depending on where the landfall is, this track that I see shows it moving to the, you know, Sarasota looks like it's not in a good spot because it's the west coast of Florida, or the east coast rather, may be far east enough that it doesn't get hammered as hard. But, you know, this is just a total amateur talking, but you've got, you know, boy, you've got relatives on both coasts there.
Right. This Fort Lauderdale is my real concern because my sister-in-law is only 2 blocks from the beach. And I'm assuming if it's counterclockwise, that water's going to come in on her like gangbusters.
Yes, Fort Lauderdale is this. I used to live there, so it's embarrassing. But that's where I met Phyllis Schlafly last. And yes, and that is right on the waterfront. In fact, for that event, we Ron Paul supporters had a tugboat, an actual real ocean-going tug, come right up to the auditorium where the event was held with a giant Ron Paul banner on it. And Ron Paul and Carol Paul and the rest of us climbed on board that tugboat and then went up the channel to the conference center, which was only really a few feet above the water. So, yeah, if that storm surge rises anything significantly, it'll go right through the center where Phyllis Schlafly and Ron Paul and the rest of us were.
Yeah, so she's already left there, and they boarded up their house. But and I was really freaking out as soon as I heard about them, that thing possibly hitting Florida. And I called my sister-in-law, and I said, get out. Get gone. Leave.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of mandatory evacuations all over the state. Really hard to drive in Florida anywhere right now.
Yeah, I know that highway, that freeway up that west side, I can imagine it just being absolutely impossible to get through. But anyway, that's all I need to know. I have been on the phone with both Rubio and Nelson. You know, Orrin Hatch had told them that they need to talk to me because of my experience in Katrina. But like I say, I've been really terrified for my sister-in-law. My brother-in-law on the west side less, because I know if it's counterclockwise, he won't get at least the water like my sister-in-law would get. Doesn't mean he needs to stay.
Let us know.
Stay there.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know how this turns out, and for them, and we wish you the best. You know, our prayers go with you and your relatives.
All right. I'll get off so somebody else can come in.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Good luck, Tom.
Let's go to James in the state, the twin to North Dakota, the state that supported Donald Trump in a bigger fashion than any other state, West Virginia and North Dakota. James in West Virginia, thank you for propelling Donald Trump to victory in West Virginia. What's on your mind tonight?
I guess you're talking to me. I'm Chance.
Oh, okay. Say your name again.
Chance.
Chance, okay, yeah, Chance, I remember you, yes.
Yes, the reason why I called you is I have relatives I've been keeping in touch with that live on the Gulf Coast of Florida, and from what I'm being told, they're evacuating Naples up through Fort Myers all the way up through Tampa St. Pete now. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Well, no, I wasn't.
George was.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's all of South Florida is already evacuated essentially, and now the Gulf Coast is going, oh crap, it's moving west.
Yes, it is. Yes,
pandemonium.
The Gulf Coast, they're abandoning their businesses and homes. They're heading out, like I said, all the way from Naples up through Fort Myers, Tampa, St. Pete. They're heading out. That's all I wanted to tell you. I wasn't sure if you were aware of that.
Well, no, thank you for that update. And that area that you mentioned there, Fort Myers and that area, you know, the story of Florida is an interesting one. When Mr. Flagler ran a rail line down the east coast of Florida and discovered all these beautiful, beautiful beaches And the only problem was mosquitoes, but the beautiful beaches and this beautiful sand and, you know, white folks from the middle Atlantic states, you know, they found this wonderful place to vacation. And that's really what Florida was for the longest time. And then the agriculturalists found, you know, great place for grapefruits and oranges and strawberries.
If I'm not mistaken, Fort Myers is Lee County. Lee County was named after, I believe, a Confederate general.
I didn't know that. I do know
that
people among those vacationers down there, and people who love to winter in Florida, were Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and Herbert Hoover, Harvey Firestone, and their friend Charles Lindbergh. They all used to hang out at Henry Ford's winter home down there in the Fort Myers area.
It's a beautiful area, but I'm not a Florida person.
Yeah. And Mar-a-Lago itself was Marjorie Post. She, another, you know, patriotic white American, her family built their wonderful resort at Mar-a-Lago, and it was so big and so beautiful that nobody could afford to the upkeep on it, and that's why it wasn't selling on the market. Donald Trump saw the opportunity, swooped in and bought it for a song, and that now has turned it into a, you know, an even more fabulous place than what Marjorie Post created. But that was a wonderful era in the history of Florida when folks like that, patriots, they spent the winter down there. And what did they call them? Snowbirds. Snowbirds.
Yep.
A lot of people here from North Dakota, the farmers even from North Dakota.
Oh, yeah.
Would
people
fly
from
down.
Michigan, a lot of people from Michigan, Wisconsin are down there, I was told. And like I said, let's keep these folks in our prayers. You know, it makes me wonder if HARP has any, if the weather modification system has anything to do with this. It's a thought to ponder.
Well, the Donald Trump, you know, answered the call marvelously in Houston, and the I'm sure he will do the same with the next storm or storms, and this will have a. You know, he's a great president. He's a very active president. And of course, with Mar-a-Lago right there, there's going to be some real personal drama here to that event. So the and as he donated $1 million to help personally in Houston, he'll be big on the ground in Florida, too. You can count on it.
How much did Hillary and Bill donate?
Yeah. The president, of course, can't be blamed for the weather, although the Democrats will try. And
they're insane. Okay, good night, gentlemen.
All right, Chance, thank you very much. And folks, that opens up a couple of lines, so 800-313-9443 if you want to get in on the conversation here tonight. I like the fact that we mentioned Judge Roy Moore and that Phyllis Schlafly's organization has endorsed him. And he is leading, several days ago, he was leading against Luther Strange by a lot. So this is important. I think he'll win. He'll take Alabama and give us a very worthy replacement for Jeff Sessions. And here's the other really terrific news. 10 more Democrats have to run for the Senate in 2018 than do Republicans. It's just sort of the luck of the draw. And in the last election, 2016, it was many more Republicans. So the Republicans were very exposed in 2016 and did very well to come out hanging on to their majority. But 2018 is a reversal. The Democrats are exposed. And even worse than that, 10 of the Democrats who are running, you know, remember, 100 senators, about a third of them have to run every time, six-year term, every 2 years, it's rotating. So 33 or so of them have to run every 2 years. Well, 10 of those 33 running are not only Democrats, but they're Democrats in red states that voted for Donald Trump. So Donald Trump already in 2016 swept their states as senators. They have to carry the whole state. So they're climbing a really steep mountain right now. The Republicans might pick up a bunch of Senate seats in 2018, and that will make Donald Trump's job and the Patriot job much, much easier. So that's a piece of good news.
Amazing times. And James, in my lifetime, I've never seen, I mean, our side is drawing blood from the other side that I've never seen in my life. Certainly yes. Enjoying it. I hope it lasts for a long time, but you know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and not until Donald Trump, I mean, they had everything they wanted on a silver platter, and now things don't look so rosy for the other side, and I wish them poorly.
Yes. Here's a nice story here. Paul was mentioning the colleges. And this is on Breitbart. A poll published on Thursday, well, Wall Street Journal poll, Americans losing faith in college degrees. A poll published on Thursday by the Wall Street Journal reveals that Americans are losing faith in college degrees. According to the poll, only 49% of Americans now believe that a four-year degree will lead to a good job and higher lifetime earnings. An overwhelming 47% claimed they don't believe a four-year degree will increase job and earning prospects. Wow, that's quite a shift.
The universities in America care about is football and advancing non-white interests. revolt against that.
Yes, and here's the Wall Street Journal says, the findings reflect an increase in public skepticism of higher education from just 4 years ago and highlight a growing divide in opinion falling along gender, educational, regional, and partisan lines. They also carry political implications for universities already under public pressure to rein in their costs and adjust curricula after decades of sharp tuition increases. Americans are increasingly concerned, now back to Breitbart, which says, concerned about the rising costs of an education. Student debt totals have reached, are you ready for this, $1.3 trillion, and millions have fallen behind on student loan payments. Here's a quote. I have friends from high school that are making half of what I'm making, and they went and got a four-year degree or better, and they're still $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in debt. 32-year-old Jeff McKenna said, who passed on college in favor of trade school. He earns $50,000 a year as a mechanic. There's a huge need for skilled labor in this country, he says. Universities around the country have been forced to become aware of the shift in public attitude towards the product they are offering. Here's the vice president at Michigan State, Paul. The vice president at Michigan State says, we're aware of the various polls that show this decline in confidence. It's happening across a wide variety of institutions. Heather Swain of Michigan State said, one of the things we're doing is to try and make sure people understand the value of the university in different ways. Okay. University of Florida Provost Joseph Glover says that the shift in public confidence is somewhat startling, he says. He says, I think this is happening because there is a disconnect between the group of Americans who go to university and acquire an appreciation of lifelong learning and another group. Boy, I'm hearing the contempt here, Paul. And another group who never get access and never really understand the benefits a university brings to society at large. Oh, that's seething with hatred.
Oh, yeah. So talk about, and you're stupid.
Yeah.
You're stupid.
Yeah. Breitbart News has previously reported that schools such as the University of Missouri and Evergreen State College have faced significant enrollment declines after failing to uphold principles of free expression. So parents don't want to send their kids to schools where it's all thought police. And a wake-up call for these universities. And, of course, the tuitions folks, you know, as you're aware, any of you out there who have had to connect with this, they are mind-boggling. When Paul and I went to college, I went to the University of California, and you're not going to believe this, you younger people. You may hate me. You may throw darts at my picture on a dartboard when you find out that tuition at the University of California, Los Angeles, and this is the same at Berkeley and San Diego and Santa Cruz and all the other campuses, tuition for a year was, there really wasn't any tuition. You just paid per class. And when you enrolled each semester, and a class would be like $25. You paid per class. It was nominal. It was basically free. Unbelievable. That's how good it was. when we made a Ford and a Chevy that lasted 10 years. We'll be back right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, folks. And during the break, I looked up tuition, University of California system, which was once regarded as the top sort of like the model school system in America and worldwide. It was considered like one of the great educational achievements of all time in its size, its scope, and what it did for lots and lots of kids like me in California. In 1965, adjusted to today's dollars, my tuition was $1,700 a year. $1,700 a year. That's the way I remember it. I remember it as being like, it wasn't like a big deal. Like, well, am I going to pay it? Or, well, my dad has to pay it, but, you know, big deal. It's not much. Big deal, Dad, $1,700. You know, it's like a big Christmas or something. So that's what it was. What didn't seem like a big deal. The same tuition today is $15,000 at UCLA or Cal Berkeley. So it's gone up almost 10 times since 1965. That's in, I'm not talking about, that's in adjusted dollars. When I say the amount back in 65 was actually like in numbers like 25 and 50 and $100, it really was. Because that's $1,700 adjusted for inflation. So it really was just a few hundred dollars. It wasn't $1,700 for my dad. It was more like $500 or $400. And
James, the left wing made their march through our institutions. They've made a disaster of universities in America. And it's good that they're reaping the whirlwind. I'd love to see some of these major ones go down. They deserve it.
Yeah, and then you ask yourself, you know, I know you're very involved with education, Paul, and you know, you scratch your head and you say, well, where's the increase in cost? Because at UCLA, Royce Hall is still Royce Hall, and you know, the student union is still the same student union we had back in 1965. You walk the campus, it's all the same. There's nothing new. There's no big new thing that they put in. The professors still look like the same, you know, dorks that they were back in 1965. They, you know, so what happened? Where did all this money go? The classes were too big back in 65, and they're too big today. So what happened? Well, I think one of the things that happened is that the salaries of the staff, of the professors, I think this tenfold increase, I think a lot of it's right there, Paul.
Yeah, I think you're right. And university bureaucracies have grown like cancer. I mean, when we went to university, they didn't have a diversity coordinator, diversity or equity coordinator, and well, of course, with a full staff, not just one individual in a cubbyhole. A lot of deadwood that have nothing that has nothing to do with learning has attached itself to universities.
Also, another thing that's happened is that there's this whole population now of people who are getting an absolute free ride. So these refugee people that are a burden on every system, they're getting that free ride, and the rest of us have to pay. Oh shucks, we ran out of time. But we'll have plenty of time on Sunday. We'll see you then. So long for now. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Phil.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.
angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.